Title: Lab for Rewind Moment for Warm Tape Style Grit in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building that classic jungle and early DNB rewind moment, but we're doing it like a producer and like a mastering engineer at the same time. Because in the rave world, a rewind isn't just a meme. It's a mix event. The track grabs the room, smears into the screedy tape chaos, the energy vacuums out for a second and then the drop comes back feeling heavier, even if the loudness didn't change much at all. The goal in this lab: make a rewind moment that feels physical and old school, without wrecking your transients, without harsh digital fizz, and without making the drop smaller when it returns. We'll do it with stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and we'll use a workflow that's very commit to audio, because that's the secret sauce. Let's set up the session first. Step 0, routing. Build a proper little mastering lab layout, so you're not doing chaos directly on your master channel. Create a new audio track and name it Premaster. Now route all your main groups, your drums group, your bass group, and your music or FX group, so that their audio too goes to Premaster instead of going straight to the master. The master track itself? Leave that for safety limiting only. Stable, predictable, boring in the best way. Quick teacher note: this is the same mindset as mixing into a mix bus, but keeping the master as your final protection. When you start doing rewind stunts, it's so easy to accidentally create level spikes. This routing keeps you in control. Cool. Now let's build the bass tape grit plus glue chain on Premaster. This is your everyday vibe before we even do the rewind. First device: saturator. Set the mode to soft sine if you want smooth warmth, or analog clip if you want it a bit grittier. Start with drive around 3 dB, and keep it in the range of maybe 2 to 6 dB most of the time. Turn soft clip on. Then, really important, gain match. Adjust the output so it's roughly the same level when you bypass the saturator. If it's louder, you'll always think it's better. DNB specific warning: breakbeats love saturation, but cymbals and rides will punish you. If you push too hard, your tops turn into that white noise fizz. We're going for warm and thick, not crispy. Next, glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds so your transients still punch through. Release. Auto is fine, or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Now bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest parts. Soft clip in the glue compressor is optional. If you use it gently. The goal is togetherness, not flattening the break. Next, EQ 8 for basic mastering hygiene. Put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 25 to 30 HE. That's just cleaning sub rumble you don't need. If your mix is harsh, do a tiny dip, like minus 1 to minus 2 dB, somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz with a medium Q, around 1.5. Don't go hunting problems that aren't there. Just tidy. Alright, now we build the fun part. A rewind rack you can automate with one macro. After EQ 8 on Premaster, add an audio effect rack and name it Rewind Rack. Inside, create three chains. One chain is clean, one chain is tape smear, and the third is lo-fi vacuum. Map the chain selector to macro 1 and rename that macro to rewind amount. Chain A, clean, leave it basically empty. If you want, put a utility at 0 dB just so it feels intentional. This is your normal sound. Chain B, tape smear, this is warm, wider, slightly washed, like the deck is getting pushed and the room is blurring. Put a saturator in here. Drive around 4 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose plate or hall, but keep it short. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Size small to medium. Crucial: low cut the reverb at about 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't swallow your low end. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz to keep it vintage and not splashy. Set dry slash wet maybe 8 to 18%. You want a wash, not a bath. Then add utility. Push width to about 110 to 140%, but be careful. If you widen too hard, your mix gets impressive in headphones and disappointing in a club. Widen the smear, not the foundation. Chain C, lo-fi vacuum. This is the tunnel. It's there getting sucked out sound. Add auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Start with a frequency around 6 to 10 kHz, and you'll automate it down to somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. That little whistle can feel very youngly if it's tasteful. Then redux. Bit reduction around 8 to 12. Sample rate around 8 to 15 kHz. Keep dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. Don't totally destroy the drums unless you want pure chaos. Then add a delay, 1/16th or 1/8th time. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter the delays so lows below 300 Hz are cut, and highs above 6 to 8 kHz are cut. Dry slash wet around 6 to 15%. Then utility at the end. Pull width toward mono, maybe 70 to 100%. Collapsing toward mono during the rewind makes it feel physical, like a real deck move, and it's club safe. Now set your chain selector zone so that rewind amount at zero is clean, the middle range is tape smear, and the top end of the macro range is lo-fi vacuum. Quick coaching note, don't make the whole rack a volume trick. When you switch chains, perceived loudness can jump. Use the chain volumes inside the rack to level match, so you're judging vibe, not loudness. Now, we have a rack we can automate, but the real rewind, the thing that sounds authentic, that comes from printing and reversing audio. So let's do that. Create a new audio track and call it Rewind Print. Set its input to audio from ProMaster. Set monitor to in. Arm the track. Now record 1 to 2 bars right before your drop. Usually it's the last bar of the breakdown, or the bar where you want the rewind to start. Once you've recorded it, consolidate the clip so it's exactly on bar lines. That's Command or Control J. Duplicate that clip. On the duplicate, hit reverse in clip view. Now shape it, add a fade in on the reversed clips so it sucks into the downbeat smoothly. That fade is a huge part of the illusion, optional, but very effective. Do a pitch dive. In the clip envelopes, automate transpose down maybe 3 to 7 semitones toward the end of the reversed clip. Or if you want it more performative, put shifter on the rewind print track and use pitch mode, then automate it dropping fast right at the end. Now process the rewind clip on the rewind print track, so it feels like tape dragging, not like a clean reverse. Add saturator. Drive 6 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Add auto filter and sweep the low pass down over the duration of the reverse. That makes the deck slowing sensation. Add hybrid reverb. Keep it short and dirty. Around 0.8 seconds decay. High cut around 7K. Low cut it so it doesn't muddy the subs. And here's a pro survival move. Clip gain is your best limiter. If that rewind clip is spiking your limiter later, don't immediately reach for more limiting. Pull the clip gain down first, so your processing can be juicy without your master limiter swallowing the transient when the drop returns. Now, arrangement. Because the rewind has to be staged like a real jungle reload, here's a template at 165 to 172 BPM. Bars 1 through 8. Dua breakdown tees. Pads. Vocal bits. Filtered break. Bars 9 through 12. Build tension. Bring in rides. Noise. Snare rush. Little edits. Bar 13. Pull the kick and sub. Let stabs hang. Create that wait, what's happening moment. Bar 14. Your reversed rewind print plays. This is your rewind bar. Bar 15. Give a pocket. Either half a beat of silence or a single snare hit. That's the crowd breath. Bar 16. Drop. Full break. Bass. Stabs. Everything back in. Now automate your rewind rack macro on ProMaster at the same time. During the rewind bar, push rewind amount up into lo-fi vacuum. Then right before the drop, snap it back to clean, instantly. That snap is what makes the drop punch again. If you ease it back slowly, the drop can feel like it never fully resets. You want the reset. Now, the master channel limiter strategy. On the actual master track, put one limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Leave look ahead at default. Watch gain reduction. DNB can be loud, yes, but if your limiter is working super hard, you're flattening the exact transient information that makes breaks feel expensive. If the rewind moment gets too loud because of reverb and saturation, either lower the rewind print clip gain, or automate a utility on ProMaster down maybe 1 to 3 dB just during that rewind bar. Let's cover common mistakes fast, so you can avoid the classic traps. If your cymbals turn into harsh fizz, you're oversaturating the tops. Back off saturator drive, low pass the lo-fi chain more, or do that small EQ dip around 8 to 10 kHz. If your drop returns weak, your reverb is probably muddying the low end. Low cut the reverb at 300 to 500 Hz, and keep sub and bass mostly out of the wash. If your rewind sounds like a plug-in trick, it's because you tried to do it all live. Print the audio and reverse it. Old school equals commit. If everything sounds better only when it's louder, you're not gain matching. Level match your saturator output and your rack chains. If the low end gets wide, your club translation suffers. Keep lows mono, widen only the smear layer. Now a couple advanced coach moves, if you want this to feel even more pro. Option 1. Do the rewind on a moment bus, not the whole ProMaster. Instead of pushing all audio through the rewind rack during the rewind bar, create a return track called Rewind AUX. Put the rewind rack on that return, and then automate sends from only certain groups. Common choice, send music and FX, and the top end of drums to the rewind aux. Keep sub and kick mostly untouched. That way, the drop feels massive because the foundation didn't get smeared. Option 2. Gain staging for tape grit that doesn't fizz. If your break gets crispy, try reducing the high end before saturation. Put an EQ8 before the saturator on the rewind path, and do a gentle high shelf down, like -1 to -3 dB at 8 to 12 kHz. Saturate, then if you need a touch of brightness back, add it after. This makes the distortion generate fewer harsh overtones. Option 3. Mono discipline during the rewind. Put utility last on the rewind processing path, and automate width down to like 70 to 85% only for the rewind bar. Then jump back to your normal stereo on the drop. Mono rewind, wide drop, instant impact. Now, mini practice exercise to lock this in. Take a 16 bar roll in jungle loop. Break, sub, stab, put the rewind at bar 15. Print one bar from premaster to rewind print. Reverse it. Filter it down. Automate rewind amount so bars 13 and 14 rise into take smear, bar 15 hits lo-fi vacuum, bar 16 snaps back to clean. Bounce it, and a slash beat it against the version without the rewind. Level match them if needed. The goal is that the drop feels bigger after the rewind, without you having to make it louder. Like the DJ literally grabbed the deck. Last thing, homework challenge, because this is how you build your personal toolkit.